time on Tales from Moxferry. After witnessing the murder of Ultio, innocent bystander Bestivus attempted to flee, but was coerced into keeping his mouth shut by Gerlach and Milana. Meanwhile, the Sun and Moon decided to trade places, throwing the city into darkness. It was revealed to be caused by Orla, the Waxing Moon, a god from the pantheon of All, who was trying to make a name for himself. Orla requested that the party resurrect Ultio, and Gerlach eventually agreed, returning the former god of retribution back from the void. Ultio, glad to be alive again, agreed not to retribute on the demigods for killing him.
Welcome back to Tales from Moxferry. Yeah. Take it away, Josh.
All right. So you all had made a deal with Orla to bring back Ultio and to pretty much to allow chaos to be sown into Moxferry even more so, since they were a big fan of it. And Ultio is alive and had agreed to not take any vengeance on you, but instead help you with dealing with the Modasurans, aka the Pope, when the time comes. But
no, Pope is Armarian.
You've been saying Modasurans.
You've always said Modasurans.
I was thinking Armarian the hard time.
He's been saying today Modasurans, but he said in the past Armarian.
Yeah.
Because he would be a freaking elf, and we would have noticed that before.
Right. Yeah.
Do we need to redo the entire last episode?
No. Sorry. The retcon, he was talking about Armarians, not Modasurans the whole time.
Yes.
Every flashback we have, we'll have him.
You know, we should have a whole discussion about names. Because between Tulio and Ultio and Ultulio and Orla. And Orko.
I can never win.
Oh, God.
I can never win.
You just got to make nature names. That's the easiest.
Thistle. Jim is a name.
Jim is a very good name. Anything that is not Orla.
Yeah. SpongeBob, Stank Pants. Like, I don't know, just like.
Believe Wolfmere came with the name Orla.
That's right. I'm pooping on you.
I don't know if they're still in chat.
Orla is not bad.
Yeah, now you know that Wolfmere.
It's just every name has to start with ooh and end with ooh.
Like, ooh, ooh.
A lot of the other shows, because I was looking at Latin words and. For some reason, they're all like that. We're not all.
I know, but I think it was Ultio.
It's weird. They're all in Latin.
Like Ultimate and Ultimate. But like somehow that got changed over time to Ultulio, which is
Ultio.
It's fine.
So Ultio looks at you all and he's like, well, I think we're good. I'm going to continue with getting into the Vanguard Light and, you know, kind of starting this war.
Good.
And I'll get back to you when you need me.
Do you still need an attaché?
I do,
you can
take
care of it on your own.
Yes.
All right. Maybe you should try this guy.
I would recommend Bestivus.
Yeah, that I was literally pointing to Bestivus. He's like, a great tool.
Because if he is part of Ultio's attaché, and Ultio is sworn not to take retribution against us, that probably protects us from Bestivus squealing.
Who else do we know?
Of course, he doesn't have any proof that we killed anybody now.
Yeah. I mean, you need a dead body for that. We didn't kill anybody.
Did the blood that was dripping down recede, or is it still dripping?
Yeah, it receded.
It receded.
I'll suck back in.
I have a world question. If you kill somebody and they're brought back, do you still get tried for the original murder, even if they are alive?
Not if I have any say about it.
I would think so.
Because it's still assault probably. With like
that
a deadly
attempted
weapon.
Murder?
Yeah,
you failed at that point.
I mean, really, though, you succeeded in the murdering. So
if you're in jail for someone you killed, and then a necromancer brings back the body at some future point as a zombie, do you get to get out of prison because they're clearly not dead anymore?
I would say no.
Depends if you got caught.
Is your real-world question, Amber?
What? No.
This was your real-world question?
This is, a world question. A world question for Moxferry is what I was meaning.
Oh, in Moxferry.
Real world question.
I was like, this is kind of a far-fetched real world question.
If I kill somebody and then they're cloned and brought back to life, If I kill somebody in a teleporter.
These are all still murder. Yes.
All right.
But I mean, I think in the real world, if you are tried and convicted of murder and then the person shows up later, I think you get out of that murder rap.
All right. Moving on.
Like they just fake their own death. Like Agatha Christie did that.
I think one of the powers under murder is that you can take it and they can't pin it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. Thank you.
I think the new rule should be before you get convicted of murder in Moxferry, you have to be approved by the god of murder to indicate that this was in fact a murder. And if it wasn't a murder, you can't be tried for murder. For example, if you kill somebody accidentally and they try you for murder, you come up to Gerlach and say, so we were painting the wall and the bucket fell on his head and killed him. Was that murder?
But is it
really, not a murder.
Is it really still murder if you get it approved through proper court and conduct? Like,
well, yeah, I'm just like the rubber stamp. I'm the murder rubber stamp.
But I feel like that defeats the whole point of it being murder.
I see Gerlach as a trial attorney, like a defense attorney.
I have another world question.
Except I want people to be
licenses
murdered.
Licenses to kill in Moxferry?
Probably.
Can I apply? Probably apply to be assassin?
Let's be honest, they're not going to take you.
I'm just saying, if I look at a license, I could probably copy it. I could forge us all documents.
The real question is if, do you need a license if you don't get caught at all?
Like, we've already been there with the Assassin's
Guild.
Yeah. We've already been there with the Assassin's Guild. They were a bunch of punks.
It was just a bunch of coins, wasn't it? That's what they used.
Yeah.
As their like.
Yeah, I think so. Assassin. It was coins. Yes.
Or was it the Thieves Guild?
Oh, it was the Thieves Guild.
Well, but Bartholomew used coins too.
God, I don't remember. That was like.
They're coins 8 years on ago.
Being godbound, you know, asking these interesting world questions is within our ability as godbound to normalize these things.
Oh yeah, I'm just asking for fun. we go on to do our next thing. We have to have these downtimes, you know, where we talk about things.
Gosh, that's what Brimstone should invest in, making like vengeance cards that like allow people to get vengeance on people. And make it like a legalized system within Moxferry. So it's like,
yes,
yeah,
people think twice about doing things to each other.
Like, but if you've got good reason for vengeance, then you can apply, pay the fee, get the card.
It's kind of like you get the license. It's like insurance, but the insurance is that you can do equal harm to them. It's just like if you want to be petty or whatever. You know, it's just like, it's like an insurance, yeah.
Have you guys, John Allen specifically, seen Doctor Who at all? I know the psychic paper that's like a badge.
Yeah.
You could just do that. You could literally just flash any sort of piece of paper at anybody and be like, yeah, I am the official of this thing, right? Because of your madness ability or whatever?
Not my madness ability. I don't have like, I only have the gift. I don't have the word.
Okay.
I can't, it's a part of an artifact, so.
I see. Because that would be really fun if you could like impart that to us.
Oh yeah, that'd be totally.
Always have documentation for like whatever we need.
Yeah, that'd be totally cool. But no, that's not.
Sometimes, Gerlach, you want things like this because getting into things is a little bit difficult.
Getting into things has been difficult for who?
I'm just saying.
Not me.
I walk up to a lock and it says yes, please, and thank you.
Well, what about a person?
I put a hole in them and they say yes, please, and thank you.
I've seen him do it.
Like a can
opener. I also watched you, Newek, punch a wall and it just went boop, back into not being a punched in wall.
So. That never happened.
Okay, that was like the first time that ever happened.
And it's not going to be the last.
It's like a retcon. It never happened.
Look, I'm thinking about our futures.
That was kind of where I went off the boat with Orlo there. Like, man, fuck that guy.
For real. He's a tool.
You're in love.
Newek doesn't like being held to any kind of agreements like that. As a chaotic Minotaur, he disagrees with this concept. And he kind of feels like,
well, I'm not going to stop
the wrong thing for the right reasons.
Killing,
that's not what he's about.
Urla, if you want to. I won't stop.
I don't think
you.
I can.
You have to find him first.
You have to look at the moon and say his name.
Well, I have to howl at the moon. But like, if he can just stop time, like I can't fix that.
If I could turn back time. poof, as we start singing as we're walking down
Orla
the street.
Orla should have been basically Cher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Final word. All right. What are we doing?
I lost my opportunity to get a fortress, but that's okay. I'll just make my own, I guess. I can do that. Can I build a fortress right next to his fortress?
Yes, do it.
Like, take all of the brick, all of the stones, and
like, can I just slowly take the stones from his fortress and build my own fortress?
Don't mind if I do.
Take yours.
You should be doing this. It's a long con.
It's a long con, exactly.
Up, there's like two bricks.
That's weird. I could have swore there was a
stone. Yeah, Orla, one of the long con. Here we go.
It's like,
and with your later madness ability, they'd be like, why are you taking stones away from the fortress? Be like, I'm supposed to.
My job.
Guy over there said he was supposed to be doing that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. After I level up and get some madness skills or something. Yeah, maybe. If I ever like picked that up as an actual word.
So again, I asked the question, what the hell are we doing?
Well, there was at least two things that were mentioned.
I'd like a nice brunch.
Okay, let's go
get
brunch.
Nice brunch. Where do you have brunch at?
The
Oh, I thought you were going to go to...
Let's try something different.
They opened one up in the Garrison District, though. Hold on. There's a Mama Gumbas here.
Yeah. The
Frisco's the Big Boy.
Hungry Boy. Yeah, I was going to...
The Hungry Boy
in French is...
Garçon.
Le Garçon Affamé.
Come the Garçon.
Yeah,
Le Garçon Affamé. Oh, it's very fancy.
I've given up on eating.
Well, watch us eat, Gerlach.
Yeah. Hide the corner over there.
Maybe I can just get my stomach to rumble at you all as you sit there eating around me. Aren't you hungry, Gerlach?
No. Mm-hmm. Rumble, rumble, rumble.
It's delicious. They have very fancy, I want to say Hot Pockets, but not
Hot Pockets.
I mean, I guess that would be kind of a novelty, fancy thing.
Chicken cordon bleu.
This sort of setting, I guess, you know? Maybe.
Maybe there's somebody to kill in here for Gerlach.
Yep, I'm looking for the opportunity.
What's another thing?
Escargot, can we bring this place down?
Omelette du fromage.
I want crepes. Like, that's crepes. Why I go to French brunches for crepes.
Yes, there we go.
Ooh, I want a Bellini. I want an alcoholic drink.
Yeah, all that stuff's there. It's very fancy.
Is it a buffet?
No.
Is there a crepe station?
There's a crepe station.
It's just like a barrel of Bellini that you just dip out of.
Oh yeah, like yep, into my cup. I don't eat or drink anymore. I don't know why I'm here.
Just for the ambiance.
No, it's because I don't know why I'm here. It's because Amber likes in game sitting down at a restaurant and eating.
And going to parties.
Yeah, those would be fun. We have to role play those things.
But yeah, brunch break.
Basically, that's what we're doing. Yeah, we're role playing all of the risky activities we can't do in real life.
Yes, exactly.
Just how like a normal party would be like, I want to go fight dragons, and we're like,
can we go to Half Price Books? I want to go see if they got some of these out of print Match the Gathering mass market books.
So everybody else was like, no, we don't want to do that, Amber.
Come on. I've got it. Look, I've started it. That's right, baby. Look, so yeah, that's what we do. We go shopping. We go to a flea market. We look for Alex.
I kill lots of people.
I drink a Bellini. I think about Orla.
I murder store clerks. I murder shop owners. I murder the waiter. Why isn't the waiter coming back?
I don't know. Must be slow.
Terrible service at everywhere.
God. Oh, man. Also, are you sick of us talking about going to brunch? What do you want to do, Azriel?
I don't have a good idea.
So there is the purse, and there's two things at least that have been mentioned. One being the purse dealing with Nuek and the Pope of Palor catching on to Gerlach.
What does that mean for us?
We could help with those, probably.
But
I thought the Church of Palor was catching up with Azriel.
They were, but then
Orla was saying the Order, and the Order is a short name for the Order of Transcription.
Do we know anything about this Order of Transcription?
They're like a giant university of wizards.
And they're paying attention to Gerlach?
No, Azriel.
Oh, good, good. Woo.
Whew. Who cares then?
I feel much better.
Why do they care about Azriel?
His odd rituals.
I don't think they do anymore. I think Orla fixed it.
Orla's going to fix it. But The odd rituals had seemed to disturb the order, and they were looking into how to bring things back into line.
What did they want for Gerlach? I don't remember any pressure on Gerlach.
So the Pope of Palor is catching on to Gerlach, and you could probably look into this easily of like, his crazy followers leave evidence everywhere, and you've walked into the Brilliant Trillium before.
That was Matthias.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm just saying.
Hmm.
So like, out of character, these are more, all these things were generated because of your dominion over the month. All these bad things started to come from. And so, like, the main thing was your crazy followers leaving evidence everywhere.
I'd like to have a meeting of my crazy followers then.
All right, everyone ready to be followers?
Yes, oh, yeah. I'm ready to be followers.
All right, you're at this meeting.
Yes. Can I hold it in the former Assassin's Guild just for old time's sake?
Sure.
Just, you know, it seems like a good place to have the murderers.
So, hi, team. How's the murdering going?
Great. Oh, man.
Murder so delicious.
Yeah, I'd like some updates on what kind of murdering you're doing.
You know, the normal Kai, just stab.
But you know, Palorites, right?
Focusing on, yeah. Anytime I see anybody wearing a, like, Palor symbol, I follow them until they're alone. Sometimes it doesn't happen very often because they all like to, you know, congregate together in churches and things. But
yeah, I just kill them, though.
Have I clarified the no witnesses rule?
I
thought the rule was you gotta leave lots of witnesses so everyone knows that fuck Palor. No. I did is I broke into the church and I stabbed a nun in front of the whole congregation, and then I ran out screaming, "Screw Palor." New rule of Gerlach, no witnesses.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
No witnesses. That's the rule. No witnesses. Can I still go nun stabbing though?
As long as you don't have witnesses.
Yeah, you can.
What's the technical definition of a witness?
Just to clarify, unless you're framing somebody.
I'm framing everyone.
Yeah, all the time. You can have witnesses as long as it's a frame job.
Yeah, I'm framing, and I point to all the other people except for Gerlach.
Oh, no, you wanna frame other Palor people. I'm sorry I was unclear on the way this murdering thing was supposed
to
work.
Do you have, like, a document or something that we could refer to as these rules? Because
in the world of murdering, that's called evidence and premeditation. You don't want either of those.
But we're doing, I'm getting confused. Kill Palor.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
No witnesses.
Yes.
If there are witnesses, frame other somebody else.
You are a star pupil. I give you a plus one in murdering.
Oh, boy! And I turn around to everybody else. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like doing stab motions with my hands. Yes.
Just so we're clear.
Boss, okay, so I got all the rules and everything, but like this blood is really good for my skin. Like I've been like putting it on my skin a lot and it makes my skin better. I'm not crazy anymore because my skin's so good. So like no one sees what I'm doing. It's just like, so no witnesses, but I like this blood.
So here's what I would suggest. I feel you on the blood. Yeah. Everyone loves the blood all over them. The spatter, it's just great.
Yeah.
But what you need to do is then cover it up with dirt so people can't see the blood. You know it's there, and you are covered in it all the time. But everyone else just thinks you're dirty.
What if I just wear a mask?
You could do that. Yeah, that's also very acceptable.
But if I wear the mask, how can I, like, interrogate them? Because I'm just going to sound like...
No, you idiot. Wear a mask like this. And I show it. It's like it's like a ski mask.
Oh, God.
With the holes and everything. You see?
Yeah. No, that's good. That's a beautiful mask for this. You want to make sure that your masks are not the ones that cover your whole face. And maybe you're wearing it backwards.
How about this, boss? Check this out. And he puts on a mask that is, like, exactly Gerlach's face.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But right,
see you later.
No!
He goes to leave.
You idiot! You're gonna make it so that the boss is gonna be. I chase after him.
I have to admit, in my heart, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
New rule. I mean, then we all
No.
I want to get the plus 1 points of murdering. I'm gonna wear a mask like you.
I'll tell you what. The next one who gets a plus one is the one who tells me about some fake information you planted about how evil the Church of Pelor is.
All right. Uh-huh.
Remember, that was one of our missions.
Last time we were promised a pizza party.
Oh, there'll be pizza.
The other guy that was with you said we could get a pizza party.
We hit our quota, boss. Where's our pizza party?
It's on its way.
Pizza first! Is it, though?
Where did you get it from?
The pizza place.
Did you get it from Marcos?
Plus 1 point for whoever murders him.
I do it instantly. Without hesitation.
So that was rule one. Now, what was the second rule?
Second rule.
I don't remember.
No witnesses!
I kill everybody else in the room! It's just me and Gerlach now.
Well, I assume that your whirling dervish of bloodletting does not get the whole room before it's like, whoa.
That's probably good enough. Now you need to ask them if they saw anything.
Did you see anything?
No witnesses, right?
Looking at the rest of the people that are alive.
Nah, see? No witnesses. They're not witnesses.
You stabbed
me in
the leg
anymore.
And I don't even like Pelor.
What were we supposed to be doing information for?
I was hoping that the followers would be coming up with fake rumors about how evil Pelor is, as I recall, that we would then be spreading amongst the town about how evil Pelor was. Mm. So I was just checking for an update from the followers.
Yeah, I told everyone that by worshiping Pelor, that's why they get really bad sunburns.
Sounds good. Yes.
Pelor actually is like in cahoots with all the bad gods. He is
also
all the bad gods. Actually, his real name, what's a D&D other than Vecna evil god deity?
Hextor. Was he Hextor?
Oh, yeah.
Hextor, yep.
Oh, yeah. Pelor is actually Hextor. He rebranded himself.
That's perfect. You're doing great. Great. And is this spreading? Have you heard other people say it?
Everywhere, like, yeah.
I've heard everybody in this room say it at least once tonight. So I think it's spreading really quickly.
Spreading great. I like you a lot better than that other guy. Where's that pizza?
Did I have any other objectives that I can? I can't remember any.
Well, there was one thing, boss. Like, there's been like some paler people that have been sniffing about. They're like really shiny, and
they hate us.
Yeah.
Did you feel good to know that they hated you? Because you should feel really good that they hate you. That means you're doing your job really well.
Yes. Awesome.
Like they hate. They hated me with like clubs, and it didn't feel good.
Everyone here hates me, and I'm doing great.
Excuse me, is this where I was supposed to bring the pizza? I got these really bad. It's like written on like some kind of weird leather. I got like 10 pizza pies here.
Does that leather have a beard on the other side?
Oh, is that what that was? I thought it was like mold. Oh, that was like mold.
Question, Pizza Man. Who do you worship?
The pizza god.
Worship Totino's.
Totino, the pizza god.
Papa I work at Pizza God where we serve. I worship Pizza God where we deliver the best pizzas, only best pizzas all the time, 24/7. That's what I'm supposed to say anyways.
the god bound of cheese, crust, and toppings.
I was thinking Pizza God's like the name of the chain.
Yeah.
He comes from Pizza God.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Zeus in a toga holding
still,
a pizza.
I gotta get going back.
Theoretically, a god bound of pizza.
But before you leave, we have one question for you. It's about your tip.
Okay.
Are you a witness?
A witness to what?
That's a good answer.
Answer.
I'm getting some really weird vibes. So I'm gonna pretend I wasn't here. I'm just gonna leave these pizzas right here.
See? People on the street get it.
On top of his body. Just, we'll leave now, bye.
Thanks for the pizza.
He just like walks out very, walks backwards out.
I certainly hope you put it on the body of Chris's guy who wanted the pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, keep killing witnesses, keep killing Paylorites, and keep spreading bad rumors. You're doing great. And if you happen to see any of these glowy people and you know where they're coming from, just let us know. You know, let me know and we'll see what we can do about it.
All right.
Hey, wait.
You can tell Brimstone. He's good at that sort of thing.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, I don't know how we're supposed to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're around. You always leave us alone.
Yeah, you come by for like 2 minutes every other week, and then it's like, I don't know, man.
just leave the notes under the door, and we'll get them.
I'm feeling really unmotivated in my workplace.
Sometimes I just really need, like, outside external validation. And today was really great, but, like, it comes so few and so far between.
Yeah, the other 29 days out of the month, you ain't here.
Well, let me tell you about Dominion, the way that works. all I have to do is show up once every 6 months or so, and then I get Dominion out of it.
That's cool, but, like,
I know. I think you're gonna say the same thing as me. Share it, Jershua.
Jersh. My name's Jersh.
Whoever I am.
Well, like half of us aren't here because like we've been getting arrested. Been like interrogating us.
Well, I would say
the other half of us probably got murdered tonight.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got really excited about that.
But you were doing great at the Cult of Murder.
Thanks. What did I name my murder cult? I forget.
I don't know.
The Ebb and Purge.
Oh, that's purging. That's the way it's supposed to work.
I will encourage my followers that if they find other lunatics who like to do some murdering, invite them to come next time.
Oh, who's in charge? Who's like your second in charge?
I thought it was Brimstone, but I don't know where he went.
Well, who's your third in charge? Who's like your assistant to the assistant manager?
You are.
Yes. I'll bow before. I don't know my name.
we need
until
to come
I up. Get murdered.
Yes, we'll have to come up with a name for the third in charge.
Oh my god! The first name I saw in this book is Chad.
Chad.
Yep, yeah. Chad.
I'm wearing boat shoes.
But they're bloody, and that's the best part.
They're
yeah, I like the blood. The blood's really nice.
All right, I'm going to call this meeting adjourned unless we have anything else. Need to point me to who the shiny people are and where they're coming from.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. Like, is the shiny people are taking notice, and also they're starting to lock up your followers.
Jailbreak.
That's for you to take on whenever you'd like.
Oh, jailbreaking.
Okay. Are you going to take everyone or just by yourself?
Well, I don't know, dude. I mean, I don't want to hog the whole spotlight. I mean, does anybody else have other things they want to do?
No.
I was trying to think if I wanted to do anything with my Dominion yet.
I just have to pay off someone, so that's not going to take much.
You just got, let's role play that scene.
Yeah, we could do that and then maybe do the jailbreak next time, depending on time.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go. We could do that. I don't know, whatever.
And like, if you figure out
jailbreak sounds more fun than what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're just paying bills.
I think Josh probably needs some time to come up with a jailbreak scenario.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's why we should do it right now.
On the fly.
Well, he's unprepared.
I walk up to the door. The door unlocks itself because I'm Gerlach. We go in. I unlock all the jail cells. We walk out. No problems. Done.
I mean, like this is not much different from like with Newek, because what are you doing? You're paying bills, and I could just be like, well, here's my inexhaustible hoard. Wealth somehow finds its way to you, and you just pay for whatever.
Yeah, but like the role play it in a lot.
I'm
going to
squeeze
stuff.
This dragon's butt until my bills are paid.
You have to massage it.
I'm going
to
crank that tail lands. While the coins pop out.
Sorry, Sean Allen. Even in this game, we're always milking your character for things.
Right.
I was thinking about his druid Trinity. We're like, lay an egg, Trinity. Oh, right. Lay an egg. Can you turn into a cow? milk.
Is it weird if we lay, if you we eat the egg you lay? Like, what is that? You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And now here we are.
Just squeeze his butt. And
it's like a slot machine that always pays out.
The only place I can think of where Brimstone
gets. To be fair, you offered.
All right, how does this work?
We just have to express his glands every so often.
Chris.
His gold glands.
How does that work as a dragon?
Yeah, we need to roleplay this scene out and the stuff leading up to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that the coins come out of his butt.
No, no, it just says wealth somehow finds its way to you.
You're supernaturally talented at playing the stock market.
Yeah, like for some reason I'm like walking and everywhere I walk, like I just see the gold. Ooh, and by the time I'm done with my walk, I have like an armful of gold from just gold I find. Like,
yeah.
I'm going out for a walk and then I come back and I have like two sacks. I'm like, guys, you won't believe what I found.
I'm imagining Brimstone in a nicely tailored suit bumping a line of coke. And then go into the Moxferry Stock Exchange and just, I'm going to buy, and I'm going to sell, and I'm going to buy, sell.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you come out with like a sack of gold with a big money sign printed on it.
I invested in Moxcoin. You won't believe how much money I got.
Chance fortune. Those were the days.
This is this is a throwback to like 12 years ago.
My character sheet's right over there.
Is when you played
Mutants and Masterminds.
Mm-hmm. I almost said Heroes, which is the other champions, is what I was thinking.
Yes, yeah, well.
Anyway, Brimstone. Anyways. Sorry we interrupted.
Let's go to Duek and then like kind of lead up and see what it all looks for how the solution gets done. What it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. I really want to experience the magic of Dungeons and Dragons, but I'm a cave hermit who made an oath never to speak to other people again.
And I want to watch a classic fantasy series, like Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones, but I can't stand the sight of human faces.
Well, I want to relive the magic of make-believe, the humor of a preschool-aged child, and the genuine camaraderie of nearly 10 years of friendship through only my ears, but I don't know how!
You ignorant fools! You don't even know about... Dames and Dragons!
What?
But Dames and Dragons? What's that?
Dames and Dragons is a Dungeons and Dragons actual play podcast!
A podcast? So I can experience the spontaneous group storytelling of D&D without breaking my oath of solitude?
That's right.
And I can take part in a rich fantasy storyline without ever having to lay eyes on a disgusting human face?
Never again will the faces plague you.
And it has a cast of 4 female friends who make constant immature jokes as they play?
Absolutely. I would never lead you astray, my friend. Whether you love D&D or just love a good fantasy tale, Dames and Dragons is the podcast for you. Tells the story of 3 unlikely heroes who are chosen to become guardians of the goddess of their world, a floating island by the name of Estra.
By God, that sounds like something I could get into.
Sounds like something I'd love. Sounds like something I'd make.
Well, that's just ridiculous. Dames and Dragons, updated every second Monday, wherever podcasts are sold.
So, Nuak, do you go, like, are you heading to Monsterville or what?
Well, you said the purse
was,
Orlo said the purse was upset because Monsterville wasn't paying money, paying taxes, right?
Yeah, because that's one of your things.
Yeah, that's one of my things, yeah.
Yeah.
So, my idea is just, I'm going to settle with the IRS here. I'll offer them cash up front. And they'll shut up about it for a while.
Okay. So where do you go?
That's the plan. Instead of getting everything, they're going to get some. And they're going to be happy about it. Settle with your creditors.
Mm-hmm. How much do you owe them exactly? Like
a district worth
of tax revenue. I don't know. I'm not a mathematician.
Well, I'm asking Josh more or less. Like mechanical. You don't know. Okay.
It's a district's worth of revenue. So it's not something that's small.
I mean, a couple districts worth of revenue, yeah. I mean, like the shitty districts, so it's not like big time revenue.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. The problem is that you basically took away this district's tax revenue from the government, and mm-hmm. they're unhappy. Okay.
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, really, how much revenue was this district making?
Not much.
What district did it used to be?
It was part. You took a chunk out of a few, didn't you? Like, it was Red Light District and some others. Yeah, it was like in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, the Red Light District, where they're famous for paying their taxes.
Pull this up here.
So I think
they would have, since it's legal.
I think you need to introduce the concept of a tax increment financing district. Now, let me talk to you about municipal government. And so you have an area where you siphon off the taxes to pay for projects within that area. Now, they don't go to the other taxing units, which makes them mad, but at the same time, it's a completely legal way to build up infrastructure in a particular area. It's all in the city documentation.
It's true.
Yeah, this is why Azrael should come along on this, but where's the fun in that? Yeah, I think the way I had Monsterville mapped out is it was part of Red Light District, part of the Poor District, and part of the former Guildhouse District.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. The city should be paying you money for taking in all of these degenerates. And
Hey, they're monsters.
But but now they're not committing crimes in other districts, and they're not causing all sorts of havoc.
It is urban.
Basically gentrified part of the city. Revitalization.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
gentrified.
Terrible, but yeah.
Since it is gentrified, that means there's even more tax revenue to be realized.
I'm saying a tax break.
By taking the monsters.
Tax abatement.
Who, let's be honest, a good chunk of them probably don't pay very good taxes since they are freaking trolls and ogres and ettins. Taking them out of the city and putting them in their own district where the city doesn't have to spend any money on policing them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's probably a net positive for the city.
They owe me.
It potentially could be, but at least from the purse's perspective, they're here for tax.
Good. This ought to be lovely. So, yeah, Newek's going. I don't know if any of the other party members want to go in on this, but certainly, yeah, there'll need to be a couple representatives.
I will have Azrael come as like a intermediary.
Oh, God, thank you. That's the only way this is ever going to work.
You
roll deep on this, man. You, brilliant, trillion, and Saint of Palor, like, it's going to be fine.
I like to represent the local school district who feels like they're losing tax revenue.
There we go.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. And so the school district thugs are coming to take their money back.
Yes. Is this like a public meeting?
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Is this a town hall?
Yes.
Is there an agenda?
Yeah.
Is there a...
Yeah, I think you've been summoned.
We need a clerk, I guess, to read the...
Who is Newick's secretary?
Jerry Wozman.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Joey Wozman.
I think he was hired to that.
So we're at a town hall. What's Newek dressed up in?
Oh, God. What is Newek? I mean, I think full battle regalia. Like,
you got to fight City Hall.
And, like, local weapons. Government is a war. I mean,
that's right. They say a man can't fight City Hall. Well, I'm about to show them.
Joey Roseberry is also. I don't. I think Cherry Roseberry is dressed up in a fine suit that's very tiny, but I think it's like baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
What's Azrael dressed up as?
I think Azrael will actually wear like nicer clothes, like not anything like a suit, but like, I don't know, like a whatever the equivalent of a khakis and a polo is, something like.
Accountant-like?
Yeah. Something that looks vaguely responsible.
You have a sweater with a collar, like a collared... You have a collared shirt with a sweater over top?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So you walk into this very... It's not super fancy. I think it's like all kind of slightly like middling rich woods, right? They're stained, probably in a yellow-esque stain. You know, I'm not thinking it's like a dark staining, but you know, it has some kind of stain to it. And there is council there of like seven people, and that, you know, they're in their curved kind of thing, so that you and your representatives can sit in the focal point of that curve, right? And behind you is rows of benches or pews or whatever for people to sit in. And there seems to be at least, you know, a few dozen people here as well for this talk. Some on your side, some are not.
Do any of these, like, local government officials, are they any of them high enough up that I might recognize them?
Yes, absolutely. Because the purse is on the board, the person running this is one of the people from the purse. They are a well-to-do individual. Like, the purse, you know, is supposed to be, like, the people that takes care of money and stuff, but they're supposed to be affiliated with the Paylor and all that jazz, but it's, like, it's only tangential. A lot of people working there are just like, yeah, okay, great.
You know, their god is the dollar bill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes sense. Every nation needs somebody to manage the money, even right. if it is a oligarchy, not yeah. an oligarchy.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that person, the main person in the center, you recognize, but I don't know what their name is.
That's fine. I mean, but it's not like the head of the purse.
No,
it's like a couple rungs down the ladder.
Right.
So somebody I could feel comfortable pushing around a little. So that's good.
As you enter, like, there are definitely some monster folk. They're like, oh, mayor. And they're like, get him.
Glad handing and like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are definitely some Iron Dragoon at the door entrance as well as you walk in. And they wait for you to sit down.
Do they take my weapon?
No, I think one of them goes to.
Are you gonna yoink it back?
Yeah, I think one.
I mean, I could yoink it, but it could also be like, you take it from my hand and you may have it. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one of them kind of goes to it, and the other one's like, "Oh, Steve, no, don't."
Not worth it.
Yeah,
that's ain't worth it, Steve.
But yeah, there's a lot of peas and carrots that anyone can jump in or mm-hmm, anytime mm-hmm. kind of deal.
Peas and carrots.
So you sit down, or do you sit down, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'll sit down. I mean, like, hopefully the chairs are sturdy enough to hold a minotaur. Yeah, I mean, like, after like 5 minutes, Newak is unbelievably invisibly bored with this. He thought it was just going to be like him. He was the only thing.
Right.
He had no idea what this was.
Yeah, they
and agenda item 367. This is ordinance number 943 for the year, whatever the hell the year is. We're looking at a rezoning of a church property at the corner of the street at the district of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Periwinkle and Thacker.
And making a presentation on this will be from the planning department. We have
Rosa.
Yes, Rosa from the planning department. You can clearly see that according to the boundary line on the demarcation of the zoning map that the blah, 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 blah.
Gods.
I feel like somebody just get
to my part now because this is awful.
I'd like to move to suspend the rules to get the Minotaur to the top of the agenda. All in favor of suspending the rules? Yeah. No. No, we have a motion to continue the discussion about the suspension of the rules. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The Minotaur will be given, moved to the top of the agenda after the treasurer's report.
our most recent month has been fine for most of the southern, southeast quadrant of Moxery. However, there's been an appropriation of lands recently that have had negative impact on revenue and realization of tax utilization.
Oh, Lord.
The person at fault here is known as Newak, the mayor of Monsterville, yet to be recognized district. However, we have some witnesses here of to talk about what the loss of revenue and tax utilization has impacted on their lives. Sir and or madam, please take the stand first.
I am the accountant for the District of Moxbury Schools, and our children are in desperate need of school books, cannot buy the school books because of the loss of revenue from what used to be Monsterville back when it was Happy Town. The Happy Town neighborhood was a large contributor of tax revenue towards our school book district fund.
That is true.
Sir, Happy Town was a brothel that was not a school district. That was a brothel within the red light district.
Yes, so but their tax money went to the school district where we bought books with it. And now that you have closed the Happy Town, as you say, brothel, and replaced it with your Monsterville brothel.
It's still called Happy Town.
But we don't get the money anymore.
Sir and or madam, who is next? Just go through and say your grievances of what not having taxes has done to you.
Yes.
I was pulling my cart through the road the other day, and I hit a hole in the ground so big it totally dislodged all my wheel, and all of my turnips fell to the ground and into a puddle. They were unsalable and unusable, and getting my wheel fixed to my turnip cart cost me so much money. If we had money to take care of the roads in this town, I would not be losing my means to do business, and also the emotional damage that it has cost me cannot be priced. Thank you.
The hole in the road caused my soul to leave my body. And Monsterville is directly responsible.
Thank you. Sir or madam?
Yeah. As they say that, like, Nuex getting pats on the shoulder from his monster friends. Like, yeah, that's right, buddy. You did it. Woo! Fuck up those turnips. Yeah!
Those turnips also feed all of the denizens in Monster Town. Like, they also buy it. What's that restaurant that we came up with? Was it Monsterville? That restaurant is the number one purchaser of my turnips. And so I need the money.
Oh, Crankle's Bar and Grill?
Yes!
Yes, Crankle's Bar and Grill. Crankle's Bar and Grill is the number one.
I object to that. Any denizen of Crankle's Bar and Grill knows they do not serve vegetables. Most monsters are obligate carnivores.
Turnips are great for soaking up the blood and juices left from the meats of the things that you all eat, and I am out of business. I will never be able to sell any more turnips. I still haven't fixed my cart. I can't, because I can't sell my turnips. And I can't sell my turnips because I don't get money. And if I end that hole, if we had tax...
Your Honor, I do not see how Monsterville is responsible for the turnip seller not knowing how to sell turnips. That is not our duty.
Not paying your taxes to help.
I like dirty turnips. I would have bought them.
Not that kind of dirty turnip, Newick.
Oh!
These are the kinds you get from the ground.
Thank you, sir or madam. Up next?
Well, I mean, do you want me to go now?
I didn't know Brother John had anything.
Legal proceeding stuff.
I'm okay, like,
I'll do something other than a man who came in here not to talk about taxes, but to talk about his own conspiracy theories. It's like, this is not the place, sir.
As you can see, Newack, mayor of Monsterville, your evasion of tax payments has resulted in the hardship of many citizens of the southeast region of Moxferry. It is prudent that you pay taxes that are generated from the revenue and transactions in Monsterville. As such, you are required to pay in full right now or realize the conversion of your Monsterville back over to the proper rulers of Moxferry.
I'm sorry, he said that either you pay up or you lose Monsterville?
Yeah.
How much money are we talking here?
Well, now we've heard a lot of fancy talk from fancy people. But I like, he has the mayor sash over his armor, but I'm just a simple minotaur. I don't understand complex human rules and society. But what I know is that the part of Moxferry that became Monsterville was just utterly, like, ignored before I came in. And urban revitalization and gentrification that area. Now it is a happy home, and monsters don't run the street in Moxferry anymore. We have our place. And so if Mr. Roseberry would like hand out the material he has prepared, you will see that the net gains for Moxferry are outweighed by the loss in revenue.
Oh, yes, I have it. Yeah,
and there's probably some spreadsheet or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the long form, like, grid paper of spreadsheet.
It's a whole bunch of goblins that have to go and make lines on papers and then...
Yeah, And so, like, Moxferry's better off with Monsterville as part of the city. And I have brought a sizable portion of gold tonight as an offering to the city. And I think that this, despite the fact that the city owes Monsterville money, because the city doesn't serve as Monsterville, the town guard doesn't come to Monsterville. We police ourselves. We don't ask for human protection. We don't adhere to human law. And so your resources aren't even spent in Monsterville. So despite the fact that the city owes Monsterville gold, we have brought gold to Moxferry, and this should appease your greedy human hearts.
So is there a flashback prior to Brimstone producing a giant wealth of gold?
Yes, we did all that with the slot machine, right?
Okay, I was just making, okay, like, yeah. Yeah. You can do all that stuff for canon.
The massaging of the glands.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Brimstone comes home with, like, bags of money from the stock market and walking around on the street.
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, time to express your gold glands. And he's like, nah, man, it don't work like that. It isn't that way. And then, like, for, you know, ellipses, we come with gold.
Yep. Go ahead and roll a charisma check.
Okay.
You are the 20. Mayor of Monsterville, so you'll get a +4.
I assist him by, like, trying to enunciate the point. I guess there's not, is there? Never mind.
I don't think there is.
All right, so my charisma check is 8, so I need to go under or over that.
Over,
right?
8 or over. You get +4.
All right, that is a 5. So +4 gives me 9.
Okay. So you make it barely. The person in the middle is like, when you produce, like, do you have, like, clap your hands and the whole cart comes in, or like, what does that look like?
Boy, that does sound pretty good. Maybe instead of, like, a cart comes in, like a hobgoblin comes in with, like, over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some gems in there and whatever Brimstone found.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably even a couple, like, really ridiculous things.
Right. Throw it there. And there's
in there or something.
Definitely a lot of murmurs coming from the audience. And the person that's been running this is like, while this balance sheet may be mostly accurate, I will have to take it up with my boss and the Council of the Purse to see if it's something that can be agreed upon and realized in future monthly, you know, balances. But with this payback of what you've brought today, we shall mark you down as paid in full for this month and determine next month what can be done.
What? No, this wasn't like a monthly thing, man. Squares us.
For the month.
Squares
absolutely.
Us. No, squares
Mayor
us.
Mayor Monsterville, thank you for your payment and coming to the council tonight. Sir, please continue on with the rest of the meeting, and they motion to whoever you're playing, John.
I'm the clerk, apparently.
Clerk, yeah.
Yes, the clerk of the council. We now move to agenda item 6321. This is a property condemnation in the neighborhood of blah, blah, blah.
Blueberry Lane.
Yes, a building in Blueberry Lane has been condemned by the Building and Zoning Department due to the lower floor disappearing and the building collapsing on top of itself.
And I think, like, the camera kind of pulls away that, and you keep on hearing the cleric talk and other people talking. And I think that's where we'll end it for tonight.
I've spent way too much time in council meetings.
Yeah, as I say, it seems like somebody's role-playing from experience here.
That's it for Tales from Moxbury tonight. There was what, one roll? Was it just 2x roll?
I did a knowledge check.
Oh, knowledge check. Two rolls. Gotcha, you got the roll. So, at least two of you.
My dice say they're sad and lonely.
They'll be rolling next time for sure. But anyways, thanks for watching or listening or catching the VODs or what have you. You can find other great stuff at geekspective.com and at Twitter at geekspective. And you can find me, Josh Long, at EvilDMJosh on Twitter. And let's go around. Amber.
Yo, what up? It's me, Amber, also known as at Rocket Orca. Find me on Twitter or Instagram, also at rocketorca.com, where I do all sorts of cool stuff. Shows my portfolio of graphic design that I do. Also, geekspective.com, like Josh said, because I'm on almost every single podcast that exists on geekspective.com, including such great shows as Red Mage, Blue Mage, a Magic the Gathering podcast, oh boy, I cannot talk, Shapeshift, my podcast, and more!
Tabletop Babble.
Yeah, I was going to let other people talk about that.
That's right. How about you, John?
Yeah, Crossways GM, and we should be having my first interview for Tabletop Babble coming up soon.
Can't wait to hear it.
I assume that it turned out well in the editing process.
And who would know that other than...
We aren't sure about that yet.
Okay.
I'm in deep trouble.
How about you, Dave?
Hi, I'm Dave. I don't do things. I don't experience.
Wow.
I am summoned forth from the mists bi-weekly for this game, and then I recede back into the swamps from which I came. Josh was like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, kind of,
but I was like, and you do comedy. Dave.
Yeah, he's bringing owls to Athens, and also in that swamp he has a
And I do comedy, yes.
Yeah, his brother John.
Hi, I'm Brother John, and you can find me on Twitter at Monochrome Guy. There's an underscore between Monochrome and Guy, and or you can find me at that underscore Gerard, although I tend to shy away from social media. I just don't care for the atmosphere these days.
Very true. Even I am taking a step back a bit.
Dang, that's right. Chris.
I do have social media. I just don't do anything with it. Like, I exclusively lurk. I do not post.
TikTok influencer?
Oh yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's, we've seen that.
The little talk dance.
A cosplay, you know?
Anyhow, I'm Chris. I don't exist on the internet for all intents and purposes. And I just materialize every once in a while to play games.
Yeah, good to have you. And with that, we will say goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxbury. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxbury every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.